Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 34 psukim. This aliyah describes the formation with which B'nai Yisrael is to travel in the desert. The Mishkan was at the center, with the Shvatim divided into four groups around the Mishkan. Each group had their own unique flag and their own area and responsibilities. Yehuda, together with Yisachar and Zevulun, will be on the east. Reuven, with Shimon and Gad, on the south. Ephraim, with Menashe and Binyamin, on the west. And Dan, with Asher and Naphtali, on the north side. Now again, in our aliyah, we hear about the formation of B'nai Yisrael, in which and with which they were to travel in the desert. When did these assignments take place? When were B'nai Yisrael commanded to travel like this in the desert? Well, if we go back to the very beginning of our parsha, the Torah tells us that this division of Shvatim by flags and by marching orders that we hear about in our aliyah, it actually happened. Take a look at Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Be'echad lachodesh hasheni, Bashana Hashenit, Litzeitam Me'eretz Mitzrayim, on the first day of the second month of the second year since B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, a whole year and a month after Yitziat Mitzrayim. So our question is this: what took so long? Why didn't they split the flags up and the walking formations right after leaving Mitzrayim? They've been walking around for a year and a month. Why did Hashem wait until now to divide B'nai Yisrael by flags and by marching orders? There is a beautiful answer given by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He died in 1986. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vidas. He asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash, Emes LeYaakov, and he says the following most beautiful answer on our aliyah, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says that the setting up of the flags is a natural separator between the Shvatim. Each Shevet had its own symbol, each flag had its own symbol, its own design, highlighting the different and distinct characteristics of each Shevet. Those different characteristics have the potential of really dividing the nation. This Shevet can say that they are more important than that Shevet, or this Shevet can say that they contribute more to the nation than that Shevet, or this Shevet can say they work harder than that Shevet, etc., etc. The flags can really be a dividing force in the nation. Therefore, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Hashem waited until the Mishkan was built and up and running. And once the Mishkan was running, all of B'nai Yisrael had a central focal point, a common goal. They all focused on the Mishkan. They all lived around the Mishkan. They all lived for the Mishkan. And they all worked towards the Mishkan. Once they all recognized that they're all on the same team, all working for the Mishkan, then and only then can they split up according to their flags. They can be different. They must be different. They can celebrate their differences. But now, those differences will be used to work together. Rav Yaakov gives a mashal of one's eyes and ears. Can you imagine the eyes and the ears getting into a fight? The eyes say that I'm working harder than you. The ears say that I'm working harder than you. I'm more important than you. They're different. They're very different. They serve different roles. But they don't fight, obviously, because they each use their respective strengths for a common goal. And the same is true here. Yes, there are different flags. Sure, there are different shvatim, and there should be. But only after we first recognize that we are all in reality on the same team, working towards the same goal. That's true in the desert, and it is true today. When that happens, when we all realize that we're all working on the same team, then the differences, when that happens, our differences are not forces of division, God forbid, but unifying forces towards one holy and godly purpose. Have an amazing day, everyone.